Welcome to Pay It Forward, a podcast by J.P. Morgan Payments for J.P. Morgan Payments. Get to know our business and gain a better understanding of where we sit at the intersection of technology and finance. Did you know we move over $10 trillion globally each day through over 170 countries and 120 currencies at more than 5,000 transactions per second? Join us as we take you inside the stories, technology, and people that make it all happen.
Welcome to Pay It Forward, a podcast by J.P. Morgan Payments for J.P. Morgan Payments. My name is Adam Garbushian, and I have the pleasure to be joined today by a truly visionary leader and colleague, Sri Sivananda. I've been with the bank for 19 years, the entire time within the payment space. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to sit down with our CIO. And today we're exploring the powerful role technology plays in driving innovation across the payment space. What makes our culture distinct and how Sri's leadership philosophy helped shape the future of our business and teams. Sri, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
To kick things off, can you tell us a bit about your current role and journey and what brought you to J.P. Morgan Payments?
I'm the CIO for J.P. Morgan Payments. I support the payments business and support all kinds of clients around the world. I joined J.P. Morgan itself about more than a year ago. I came into the role as a global CPO. And when this role showed up in the beginning of 2025, I jumped at the opportunity. For a payments geek, there is no better place to be. This is the most exciting place I can be working at.
Great. How has your path in technology evolved over time?
The fact that I sit here is actually an accident. As a teenager, I wanted to be a pilot in the Indian Air Force, but then I fell in love with computing very early in my career. I was offered an opportunity as a teenager to either buy a motorcycle or a computer. I bought a computer and fell in love with it so much. And I happened to be the only person my age that had a computer at home. Started by writing software on it, and then eventually started to get interested in the internals. I would open the computer up, put it back together. By the second year of owning a computer, I was actually making and selling computers at that point in time. Later in life, when I started my career, I took on roles as a software programmer. I have never looked back. I've gone into every area of technology that you can think of. I've been in infrastructure, cybersecurity, platforms, built applications and mobile applications for the customers, done the north to south and east to west of tech. I am what you'd call a geek, and I'm proud to be.
I love that. And you're in good company here as a payments geek. On that note, what are you most passionate about right now in your work?
One, being somebody that runs the technology for the largest payments platform on the planet. That's an exciting role in itself. I stand on the shoulders of great people who built these platforms over many, many decades. And yet, what I see is an amazing opportunity with respect to everything that's happening in the payments ecosystem across the world. Customer expectations are changing. Business models are changing. Regulations around the world are changing. The way money is moved and managed is changing. And in the midst of all of that change, there is this wave of change around AI and everything that's happening around leveraging data. We bring all of that together with great talent, and that unleashes an opportunity where we can take our current position as the leaders in financial services and distance ourselves so far, there's nobody in our rearview mirror. The fact that I get to do it gets me to spring out of bed every morning to come to work. And every day when I leave, I'm satisfied I learned something new. And I did a little bit to contribute towards that.
Fantastic. Where do you see payments heading as an industry?
A lot going on in the payment industry. Over the last two decades, what we've seen is the consumer experiences around payments have improved significantly. For a consumer, the ability to manage and move money has become extremely simple, very convenient, and very secure, to the point where you can walk into a store and tap your phone. It's done. In many cases, you want to take a subway ride, you flash your phone on the way in through the gate. Now, I would say payments are becoming ambient. They're beginning to disappear. If you took a ride share or something of that nature, ask yourself when you paid. And the answer will be that you didn't. You expressed the intent for a ride. You took the ride finished, the payment happened. So payment has gone from being a frictionful activity that happened at the end of every shopping funnel to now beginning to disappear. And the ultimate act of sophistication in payments, or for that matter, anything, is its disappearance, right? At the same time, the substrate of payments, the machinery, the engine room of payments has not changed much in many decades. And that is beginning to disrupt now. Things are beginning to change. You've heard about the concept of digital ledgers and what's happening with blockchain technologies and so on. That is beginning to shape how the future of money movement will occur, which will start to, one, include more people in the economy, but also at the same time, make payments a lot more faster and real time than it has been in the past. Collectively, there are two things that come from it. Amazing customer experience, ease and security, but at the same time, the efficiency and the economics of payments are also going to improve in the favor of customers as we go home.
So with that evolving landscape, how do you position our tech team to play a strategic role in driving out the innovation required to keep up in the marketplace?
We are a 225-year-old firm that has built an amazing set of technology over time. We serve the planet with payments, with money management, and money more. The first thing we have to do as an organization is to make sure that we uphold all of that. We take the trust that everyone before us has built on behalf of the firm and continue to keep it great and continue to build from there as well. So job number one is to make sure that we sustain really well everything that we have built up to now, all because that has helped us become number one. Now, second thing we need to do is, I thought about all of that change happening in the ecosystem. We need to tune into that change, understand that change, and understand the opportunities that those changes actually provide us. Third, use that as a strategy to create the roadmaps to go after those things and continue to further differentiate ourselves from the rest of the people in the industry. And last but not least, value delivery and execution is extremely important. It's not just about having the right compass in the direction you want to go in, but you need to have an amazing engine to execute. And executing that way puts us far from everyone else. Out-competing the industry is what this is about. And we are in a great place to do that.
Excellent. So maybe a little call out here to Spider-Man. With great innovation comes great responsibility, right? With that in mind, how do you create guardrails that allow teams to push the envelope, take risks, innovate, but still protect our clients and business, which I think is one of the major differentiators for us, is the trust that our clients have with us. How do you enable those guardrails?
You are absolutely right. And you said the magic word. In financial services, we all believe we are in the business of money. We are actually in the business of trust. And there is trust that we built with our customers and all our stakeholders, including governments, regulators, and various other people over time. We have to keep that up. We have to continue to build on it. Trust, it takes a long time to build, and it's very easy to erode and lose. And we can't afford to do that. That means you take great care in everything that you innovate on. Innovation is about disrupting the status quo and making progress. But at the same time, we need to do it with the mindset of ensuring that it is right for the customer. It is right for every other stakeholder that we need to support in the world, governments, regulators, and other institutions. It's right for the society. It's right for the firm. And it's right for our teams. And that is naturally ingrained in a place like JP Morgan Payments. We take that very, very seriously. And as we do our software development lifecycle, we make sure we have the right checkpoints to ensure that not only are we building the right kind of security and reliability and resilience, of course, we are building award-winning features, but in going to market, doing it in a way that we take every aspect of the customer into mind as we put it in front of them, learn from it every day, and improve it every single day.
So Sri, you mentioned AI earlier, and it's one of those things that everyone is talking about. How do you see AI playing within our payment space?
AI is an exciting development. It's a 5-decade-old technology, but we've seen the AI summer come through in the last 2 years. I feel that the potential of AI and the opportunity with it is only limited by our imagination. Every aspect of technology is going to undergo a change. And at this moment, all of us in the technology space are beginning to embrace it, learn what it is, how we can start to leverage it, how we can start to apply it on behalf of the customer, on behalf of the firm, and to actually be more productive. At the same time, it is extremely powerful. And it's important that while we innovate, we do it in a way that is safe, it's ethical, it's right, and it looks around the corner to see what disadvantages it may bring, but put the right mitigation so we leverage the power, but do it right as well.
Thanks for that, Sri. It feels like we could dedicate an entire episode just to AI. Shifting gears a bit, let's talk about your internal team and what it takes to be successful in this industry. What do you see as the key ingredients of a high-performing team?
At the core of a high-performing team is a learning and growth mindset. That means you start with a culture that's a safe space for everybody to speak their mind, contribute, and learn. One that treats mistakes more as a learning opportunity to get forward versus something to avoid. And along with that, it has to be a culture where everyone gets to thrive. That means it's a solid cultural foundation. It is one where competence is rich and continuously improving, but it has character. As in, when things go right and when things go wrong. When things go right, you remain humble. And when things go wrong, you remain humble, but you become a learner. You pick up from that and you make sure that you get better from what happened there. So I would say all of those ingredients are important. It starts in great talent. It perseveres through a learning mindset. And it's a journey in excellence. And a journey in excellence is one where it's never a destination. What you do every day matters. How you feel about what you did every day matters. And being proud but not satisfied creates just infinite capacity and infinite opportunity.
So everybody speaks about their day job, they're busy. How do you foster a culture from kind of a top-down mentality to foster that environment of continuous learning and push people to want to have that level of curiosity?
In building a culture, leadership matters a lot. It's the tone you set from the top. It's the things that you do every single day. It's what you do in moments when everyone is watching all the time. And in moments, the act that you pursue, the thought that you share, the coaching that you do, the nudging that you do, all that matters. Creating a safe space for everyone is the most important part to inclusion. And once you do that, then people are willing to speak their mind and willing to share things that they otherwise feel inconvenient. All of that together brings the best ideas forward. Innovation comes from great ideas clashing with each other. Every moment is a teaching moment. And as a leader, you need to tap into that. You need to set up great examples, remain vulnerable because you make mistakes too. But in doing so, show people that being that way is fine. You don't need to have all strengths. When you do that, sky's the limit. When you take a growth mindset and you take an improvement mindset, continuous improvement mindset, there is no limit to what you can achieve.
I've heard you say leadership is 25% IQ and 50% EQ. I'm not sure what the last 25% is, but could you share what that means to you?
Absolutely. I'll expand that a little bit. What I've observed over time in leadership, particularly observing other successful leaders navigate strategies, navigate organizations, and build great businesses, is that there are four components for success. IQ, which is intelligence quotient. You differentiate yourself strategically by applying that intelligence. Then there is EQ, which is emotional quotient. That's five things. It's awareness of yourself, awareness of others, communication, contract management, and organizational savvy. That together allows you to solve any problem along with leading people and creating followership. Third, equally important, is curiosity quotient, or CQ. This is your ability to look at everything in business, in product, in technology, about people, organizations, and the world, and be a continuous learner. You learn every single day. Each day, you pick up something new and you become better. But there's a fourth and important component, that is grit or tenacity. Life will knock you down. Your career will knock you down. Business will knock you down. And when that happens, what do? Get up, you dust yourself off, you keep going. That ability in itself is a huge distinguisher. All four together I think IQ is important, but that's about 25%. EQ is the main ingredient for a leader. That's 50%. CQ is another 25%. And grit is what you need to hit a step function shift in your career. When something goes wrong, you pull back and you project forward.
Thank you for that insight. If there's one thought or message you hope the listeners will walk away from after this conversation, what would it be?
Money and payments is an industry where there's a lot happening right now. While we have seen 2 decades of amazing consumer disruption and great experiences, there is so much more to be done with the payment substrate and what's happening there. Real-time payments are imminent. Payments are going to get easier, more economical, include more people in the economy. All of that is great for the world that we live in. At the same time, as JP Morgan Payments, we are in an amazing place. And we are so because of the amazing heritage and culture of this company and the innovation that we have pursued. This is a fantastic place to be in. I worked in the tech industry for a long period of time. I joined JPMP about a year ago. I thought in about a year I'd fit in, but now I feel like I belong. I'm a part of this mission. And I think it's a great place to build a career. It's a great place to build technology. It's a great place to innovate. And with this kind of distributed scale, it's fantastic to see how little things you do can have massive impact.
Thank you very much, Sri. So let's wrap on a fun note. What's something about you people would never guess? Maybe something that's not on your LinkedIn profile.
I think that would be that I understand 5 languages, speak 4, read 3, and write 2. And by the way, these are not computer science languages. These are actual spoken languages.
Wow, 5 languages. I have a tough time with 1. That's great. Sri, thank you for giving us a behind-the-scenes look at the tech culture and leadership that come together at JP Morgan Payments. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope this conversation sparks new ideas, fuels your curiosity, and inspires you to lead with purpose and, of course, pay it forward. Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Pay It Forward, a podcast by JP Morgan Payments for JP Morgan Payments. Stay up to date on the latest stories, technology, and people powering payments by subscribing on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform. Keep pushing boundaries, and we'll keep moving the payments world forward, one transaction at a time.